Okay, let's get into today's daf Arla daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, and we continue in our sugyas of what your kavana is in terms of building your planting your fruit tree. So the Gemara said, what happens if you have in mind it should be a fence for a couple of years and then fruit? After that, if you want fruit and then fence, so we said that doesn't work. That you cannot undo. If you had in mind for fruit, you can't change it. You can't change the iser. But the other way, you can limit it. And we spoke about how many years. And we spoke about if you have in mind for 3 years, it should be l'syag, right? Our perek hanotei l'syag. If you have in mind 3 years, it should be l'syag, and only after that it should be for fruit. So then it's off. It's off arla. Because the first 2 years of Arla, it was not within the Parsha of Arla. We spoke, the last point we made was a machlokas. What happens if you have in mind, starting a couple lines up from the bottom, on Gimel Amud Beis, Netau Shalosh Shanim L'Siyag, if you had in mind 3 years for Siyag, so it's not going to have Arla. Mikan ve'elach yishavalav l'machla, and then you change your mind, it's going to be l'machla after, but you're already out of the Arla years, so therefore it's not a problem. But a new branch grew after the 3 years. Hosif Tosafto. So we said, how does that look? Does that look like a new tree? It's a new tree, and now Arla, the clock of Arla starts ticking now. Is that what it is? Or no, it's not. The Arla's done, and now this branch is coming out from a tree that is post years of Arla. It's not subject to Arla. So what is it? So we had a machlokas. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, we flipped the gears up. Rabbi Yirmi Amar ha-tosefes chayiv. The tosefes is chayiv, and therefore you restart. The clock starts again. And this branch, even though the rest of the tree is putter, is not in the world of Arla, and it's mutter, but this branch is a problem, is a separate, it's Arla, and yeah, and the plant, the tree owner has to keep track of the fruit from this branch is going to be Arla for the next 3 years. Rabbi Ba, Amar HaTosefes Putter. Rabbi Ba said, no, the Tosefes is putter. If it comes from a putter tree, then the whole thing is going to be putter. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi now says, Hadad Rabbi Yirmiya Mischamya Kasha. Fascinating lashon. That the Gemara has here. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yirmiya, it appears, Mischami, Chami is to see. Mischami, it appears kasha, it appears difficult. Right? Rabbi Yirmiya Shita, according to the way that we read it, HaTosefes Chayef, meaning why? Because the whole tree is Pater from Arla. And now this one branch sticking out is going to be Chayef? That's pretty strange. Look at the Mara Folda. Nireis Lachora, Kilu Hikasha. It appears difficult. Why? Delama Yischayef HaTosefes. Why would the Tosefes be Chayef? Ho'avaha Iker Pater. The Iker is Pater. Ve'gam HaTosefes. Achashnas Arlaba. And the Tosefes, the Arla years are over. Now you have a new branch. Why should this be Chayev? So on the surface, right, it appears like it's a problem. V'les hi elanicha. But if you look a little deeper, it's a problem. Right? There's the one, I think the Tosas reading Supis somewhere, says that the word lechora. Lechora can be spelled with an aleph or with an ayim. So lechora, at first light, from the word or, at first light, if you're looking at it, sometimes it doesn't appear, doesn't fit in well. You don't understand it. And that's why he connects it from the word lechora with an aleph, lechora with an ayin, ki'ur, ugly. Sometimes if you just look at it without looking at it deeply, so then it would appear ugly and it doesn't make sense and it doesn't fit, but you got to look a little deeper. And once we look a little deeper, so then it can make a lot of sense. For less he elanicha, we could find a precedent for this idea that the beginning of something could be putter, and then only afterwards, then there could be a chiyuv kick in. Where do we have this? The following model. Kada datani, we've had this machlokas before. So the Shevi Ashlish of Negoi, a field that grew Ashlish, a field of Tfuah, that you go by Avashlish, a field, right there, Pnei Moshe quotes it from the Tosefta in Maisras, a field that grew Ashlish while owned by a guy. So this is either owned by a guy, and it's like the opinion of Yesh Kinyan Legoi Lahafkia Mide Maisras. Right, either according to that opinion, that a goy's bailus is mafkia, or even if it's not, maybe it's not according to that opinion, but maybe it's in Surya, right, and then it'll be poter. Okay, either way, the goy's bailus here would poter. So the Sheviyash Lish of a goy, Velachi Yisrael, then after it grew a third, then a Jew bought it, and the last two-thirds of its growth took place in the hands of a Jew. So what's the halacha with what grew beforehand? Okay, it's poter, but what about with what grew afterwards? So Rabbi Kiva Omar, the seventh potter. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's totally potter. Rabbi Kiva says, even though it grew two-thirds, Bershus Yisrael, still, when it got up to a third, when it got up to Avash Lish, that was a key moment. And what's that's true, everything goes after that key moment. And therefore, it's going to be putter. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. But the Chacham say, no, even though the first third is going to be putter, but the next two thirds grew b'chiyev, and it's going to be chayev. Hatosev is chayev. So that's how you deal with the trumas and maestros. That's a challenge. That's not for now. But in this growth now, in this tree, in this tfuah, one third of it is putter, is chulin, and two thirds of it are tevel. But that's a similar idea here. The Chacham Moorim at the Sevas Chayev. The Hacha Ikaro Potter at the Sevto Chayev. So just like in our case, you could have a case where the whole tree is going to be putter because you had in mind Siyug for the first 3 years. And what grows afterwards, the branch is going to be Chayev. It's like Chiyev coming out of something that's putter. So too in our case, right? The case of the field owned by a guy. The first third is going to be putter, but it grows afterwards, according to the Chachamim, is going to be Chayev. Interesting. So what's the Svar for Rabbi Akiva? Once it grows the Havah Shlish Pater, it's totally Pater. It's totally Pater. Why? Because you say everything goes by that original moment. That original moment, the original Havah Shlish, that had all the potential for all future growth. So it's Keilu, you see that already. Maybe I'll direct Drush a little bit. Rabbi Akiva often sees potential in the right now, in the present. Even though it's in the future, like in this case, Hatosev is Pater, right? Because once you had Havah Shlish, then even though it's going to grow, still two-thirds in the hands of a Jew, but once it grew a Shlish, you already see the potential of that future growth. Ki'ilu, it happened already, and therefore it's going to be Pater. So where do we have this again? A little bit of Derech Drush, but we find this. Remember Rabbi Akiva about himself, the potential that he saw about himself. Remember, he was not a young man. In Avos Rabbi Nassan, in the sixth Perek, in Perek Vav, right? Ma haya tchilaso shor Rabbi Akiva. Amru ben Arboim Shana, he was 40 years old, right? He lived to 120, right? He was 40 years old. Velo Shana Klum, he didn't know anything. Pamachas hayomir apia be'er, he was by a well. Amar mi chokak evenzu, he saw water going onto a rock. And he saw the rock was being indented over thousands of years by the water. So he said, who engraved this rock? Amru lo hamayim, shetatir noflim aleha b'chol yom. It's the water. The waterfall, the brook that falls in it every day. Amru lo Akiva, iata korei avanim shachku mayim. Right? They said to him this pasuk. Miyad hari Akiva don kavachomer ba'atzar. Akiva was don kavachomer. Ma rach pasul asakasha. If this soft water could break into and engrave even on hard stone, divrei Torah shekashin kabar zelachas kama v'kama. So divrei Torah, which are hard as iron, should be able to break. Sheyichaku as libi should be able to engrave on my heart. Shu baser v'adam, which is a human. Miyad chazal motara. He saw the potential in himself. And he went to learn Torah when he was 40 years old. Halachu ubenovi yashui some lamdei tinokos. He and his child, he Rekiva, went to sit on one of those little chairs in the kindergarten, and he went to sit. Amar le Rebbe lamdeini Torah. He said, teach me. Achaz Rabbi Akiva bero shaluach, ubeno bero shaluach. So Rabbi Akiva held one side, his son held the other side. Kasav aleph beis velimda aleph tuf velimda koras koanim torah tuanim velimda hayalomi velecha shalomed kala Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva. He saw the potential in him, even though he was 40 years old. And, you know, he didn't know anything. And, of course, maybe the most famous, view of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara in Makkos. Gemara in Makkos, where he saw the potential of Geula in destruction. Remember the Gemara at the end of Makkos, in Daf Chav Dalet, where the Gemara says, the end of Elu Hein Halokin, a couple of stories. Shuv Pamachas Haya Olin L'Yerushalayim, Kivin Shigil L'Harat Sofim, Karu Bigdayim, when they come to Harat Sofim, right, the har of looking out. They tore their clothing. Kivan shigil lahar abayis, ro shul sheyatim es kodesh hakadashim. They saw a shul, they saw a terrible barrenness, right? Not only destruction, but when animals walk in an area, that means it's really desolate. If animals aren't scared of walking there, especially a shul, which might mean a jackal, which only like it totally empty. Hitchilu heim bochir v'kivim etzachik, and they start crying. Rabbi Akiva is laughing. Amru lo mebneatam etzachik. Amru lahem mebnei meatam bochim. Amru lo, they say, makam shekasabo v'azarakar v'yumas v'yachshav shulam hilchubo v'lo nivke v'yachshav. So meaning they're focusing on the now. They say, look what we see. And if you look what we see, it's terrible. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't just see in front of me, the present, but I see the future, I see the potential. Different discussion of Bayis Rishon and Bayis, the different messages of the Nevuas, and it's and the Odeh Shvuzachem Zakei knows. And Rekiva says, Achelon is Kaim Nevuas Shal Uriah, Isim is Yerushal is Kaim Nevuas Shal Zachariah. Achelon is Kaim Nevuas Shal Uriah, Biadua Shinevuas Shal Zachariah, Miskayemes. Right, and he saw the future, the potential. Amru, Belashon, Azeh Amru Lo, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. So he's, they received a chama from Akiva. But again, what do you see from there? That Rabbi Akiva was able to see the potential in something, even in the present, and that's reflected in our halachic discussion. Rabbi Akiva says, once it grows a havah shlish, so then it's ki'ilu, it grew everything different, the whole thing is potter. Even what grows afterwards. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halach Amar Rabbi Yochanan, divrei Rabbi Yishmael, some have tani divrei Rabbi Yishmael, kol she'en lo arla, ein lo ravai. Rabbi Yishmael made a statement, if there's no arla, there can't be ravai if there's no arla. There can't just be automatically ravai. Kol she'en lo arla, ein lo ravai. Why is this based on the Pasha Pshat of the Psukim? Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, kagon hacha. Like, for example, here, let's say you had in mind our case that we're talking about. The first 3 years you had in mind siyag, you're going to use this fruit tree as a fence, and then the fourth year you want it to be fruit. So you say, oh, fourth year, now you have ravai, and you have to be poda these fruit and bring it up to Yerushalayim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. If the first 3 years are out, the fourth year is out. Kigon hacha, shenata gimel shanim lisyag, umikan ve'elech chishav alav lamachol. And after the 3 years you wanted to have it for food. Lo nomar hashtab. We don't say now, berevius din ravai alav. We don't say there's ravai on it now. Ela, kol shalo hayalo shnei arla ein la ravai. But we say, if you didn't have arla years, then you don't have ravai years. Mishum dechsev, continues Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because it says, shalosh shanim yelachem arelim. 3 years that you have arelim. V'gomer, u'b'shan ravias kol shahayalo arla, harehu b'din ravai. So one has to follow the other. If there's no arla, there's no ravai. So in our case, where you didn't have arla, then you didn't have revised. Then Rabbi Yochanan then made a comment that we're not sure what it meant. So this was Rabbi Yishmael, right? Rabbi Yochanan quoted this Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yochanan wondered, boy, achi lo shalosh shanim arla. You have to have 3 years of arla? What did he mean by that? So machlokes, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, what Rabbi Yochanan meant by that comment. Again, Rabbi Yishmael said this line, if there's no arla, there's no ravai. And Rabbi Yochanan said, 3 years of arla. 3 years of Arla. So what does that mean? So, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Iker Arla Tzrichalei. Rabbi Yochanan's comment was about the Iker Din of Arla. Arla is only a three-year package. Ein Iker Arla Pachas Mishalosh Shanim. Arla has to be 3 years. You can't have Arla less than 3 years. Meaning, this would be arguing, really, maybe, or reinterpreting what we had earlier. We had on Gimel and Beis, right? We had, let's say you had 1 year Siyag and 2 years are of a pre-Kavana, then the first year won't be Arla, and the next 2 years will be Arla. That, according to this, that's not true. That's not true. It's only if you switch, let's say, your mindset right away before anything grows. Because according to Rabbi Yonah's interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan is saying Arla is a package deal. You have to have all 3 years din of Arla. It's all or nothing. Iker Arla tzrichalei. Ein Iker Arla pachos mishalosh shanim. That is pshat number one, Rabbi Yonah's pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. Look at the Mara Folda, Zibi'inan Krap. Kiddichsiv, you need the Pashim Shad of the Pasa, Kiddichsiv, Shalosh Shanim Yelachim Arelim. Vimnato, now we get back to what we said on Gimel Abayis. I'm reading the Marafolda. Vimnato, Shte Shanim Lesyag, Ein Lo Arla, Shana Shlishis Kal, the 3 year is not going to have Arla. Not going to have Arla. Komod Amar Bishmal, like Rabbi Shmal said, Ein Lo Arla, Ein Lo Ravai. Debi'inan Kra, Kiddichsiv, you need the Pasik as it is written. And Hachanami, Be'inan Kra, Kiddichsiv, you need the Pasik, the Pashim Shad, and therefore, if there's no 3 years, just like Rabbi Shmuel said, if there's no Arla, there's no Ravai. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, and there's no Arla. If there's no Arla, you need all 3 years of Arla in order to be Arla. Amma, Rabbi Yossi has a different shot of Rabbi Yochanan's comment. He doesn't need 3 years of Arla for Arla. You need 3 years of Arla for Ravai. Arla might be even less. But Ravai, what's Ravai? Fourth year, inherently. Ravai needs 3 full years of Arla beforehand. If there isn't, if there's a year of Arla, if there's a month of Arla, that could be Arla maybe, but there's no Ravai afterwards. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi, Iker Ravai Tzrichalei. right? It's not about Iker Arla, Iker Ravai Tzrichalei, Kol She'ein Lo, add in, Shalosh Shanim Arla, Ein Lo Ravai. Right? If there's no 3 years of Arla, there's no Ravai. There might be Arla, but there is no Ravai. Right, and that, again, Mara Folda, Hol in Yin Ravai Matzrich Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael's comment up above, that Rabbi Yochanan is commenting on, he was talking about Ravai. Hol in Yin Ravai Matzrich Rabbi Yishmael, Shielo Gamkin Arla, Tibina Kroki the Kasiv, Hachanami, Biina Dafka Shaloshanim. Avam Hailo Shana Achas Arla, Ein Lo Ravai. But if there's only 1 year, so then there's no Ravai. Avagav Dinya Arla Chayev Ba'arla. Lin Yin Ravai, Ein Lo Ravai. There could be Arla less than 3 years. But there can't be Ravai. Hove inkan shaloshanim arla, delo have kidakasif. So, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi about what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Did Rabbi Yochanan mean arla's got to be 3 years? Or Ravai has to be after 3 years of arla, but arla itself does not have to be 3 years? Again, this is also the relationship between arla and Ravai. I think we might have mentioned it in the Hakdama, but let's mention it again because it's an important yesod. Do we say, what if we know this Arla? Let's say there is Arla. Is there always Ravai after Arla? Could you ever have a case where there's Arla and there's no Ravai? Where do we have this? We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that Arla's Chutz La'aretz is Dinda Araisa Halacha Moshe Misinai. There are differences between Arla's Chutz La'aretz and Arla's and Eretz Yisrael. But the din of Arla of Chutz La'aretz is a din da Araisa. What about Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara doesn't talk about that. That is not clear. Right? So that's Machlokas Rambam and the Gaonim. Look on the Rambam. And Hilchos Ma'acholas Asuros. The Rambam in Perek Yudah Lachat Hezvav. Yirali. Yirali, as we know, always means not based on earlier sources, but his own halachic conviction. Says the Rambam, Yirali. She'ein din neta Ravai noig b'chutz laretz. Ravai is not noig in chutz laretz. Ela ochal peiros shana revias b'lo pidyon klal. You could just eat the fourth year fruits. That you plant a tree in Chutz La'aretz, you have 3 years of Arla. If you know Vadai, it's 3 years of Arla. And no Ravai. Just eat the fruit. Shalo Amru Ela Ha'arla. Only Arla. Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz, but not Ravai. The Kavachomer Advarm. And it's a Kavachomer, says the Rambam. Uma Surya Shehi Chayeves B'maisos U'B'Shvias Midirayim. Surya, which is Chayev and Chumas B'maisos Midirabanan. Et Shmita Midirabanan. Eina Chayeves B'neta Ravai. Kamo Shiz Barbe. L'chaz B'maisos Sheini. There's no Ravai in Surya. Chutz La'aretz Lokal Shekein. Shloli Hei Neta Ravai Noigbo. Chutz La'aretz Shuroli. There shouldn't be Ravai. Aval Be'eretz Yisrael Noigbo. Bein B'fnei Abayis. Bein Shalom B'fnei Abayis. But Ravai is Noig. Even Shalom B'fnei Abayis. Fine. And then the Rambam quotes, V'horu mixas ge'onim, shekerem ravai levado, poden oso b'chutz laretz. V'yachar kach yemotu b'achila. Some say kerem ravai applies b'chutz laretz, not all. And there are some other Rishonim that say all ravai. Why do other Rishonim say all ravai? If there's arla, there's ravai. They go hand in hand. Right, one follows the other. The Rambam clearly does not hold that. The Rambam even rejects this partial kerem ravai. The ein l'davar ze ikar, says the Rambam. I don't think so. The Rambam holds there's arla in chutz laretz, but there's no ravai in chutz laretz. While the Gaonim say there is kerem, and there are other Rishonim that say there is full. What's this issue? So it could be 2 points. Either it could be a specific issue of the relationship between arla and ravai. That's one way to view this machlokas. How connected are they? Right? Do you say once there's one, there's another? Or it might be a general, again, it's about Ravai, but it might be a general way of how do you understand the halacha l'moshe misinai of Arlas Chutz La'aretz? And that's the Reb Chaim on this Rambam in Malchus HaZoras Perek Yud. And the Reb Chaim explains, when the Torah tells us that there's Arla in Eretz Yisrael, and then the Torah says there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz, is that telling me there's something new? There's Arla in Eretz Yisrael, and now there's a new thing called Arla Chutz La'aretz. Something totally new, Yesh Me'ayin. It's what Reb Chaim would call a halacha l'moshe misinai hamichadeshes. It's something new. So if there's something new, there's nothing pushing you to say there has to be Ravai. Halacha l'moshe misinai is Arla. Right? Ravai, there's no halacha l'moshe misinai. Or no, maybe what Halacha Moshe Misinai is doing, it's being megale that the arla, the same arla in Chutz La'aretz, is not just in Chutz La'aretz. The chiddush is, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai hamifareshes, not hamechadeshes, hamefareshes, hamarcheves. Halach Moshe V'Sinai that expands prior definitions. We thought Arla was only in Eretz Yisrael. The Halach Moshe V'Sinai comes and teaches me Arla is even in Chutz La'aretz. That's the Chiddush. That's the Ram. That's the Reb Chaim. Vanir bevir pluktas haramim vagonim. Tehine yesh lafarish hahalacha de arla. No heges v'chutz la'aretz betray gavni. How do you understand that? Halach Moshe V'Sinai. Tehalo havadai de arla chutz la'aretz v'arla zeret Yisrael. Trey mili ninu. V'chalukin bitineyam. There are definitely differences in halacha. That's true. That's for sure. Ukitachazinan de beikar halacha nomer de arla chutz la'aretz vada aser usfeka mutter. Ube'eret Yisrael bein vada beisfeka aser. That's true. But still, in Lamedes, you could ask the question. Ela de tzarachiyin, im hecha de noheges arla b'chutz la'aretz. When there is utz arla in chutz la'aretz, is that ozgam hi bichlal arla haksuva batora? Is that included? De ikar ha'alacha ba'a ligiluye akra. The halacha should be seen now is coming to be megale and reinterpret our understanding. Even though generally mitzvot lulav bahareitz are only in Eretz Yisrael, aval arla shiny for nuheges b'chol makom. Arla is different. V'im kein gam arla chutz la'aretz nechal la'bikra da arla. Is that what it is? Arla chutz la'aretz is included in the arla pasuk. O d'neima, or shall we say, to havadai da arla hamura b'torah einu ela b'Eretz Yisrael. No, the pasuk is Eretz Yisrael arla. Arla chutz la'aretz einu nechal spa. It's something new. V'rak da asura me'alacha. It's not what should be seen tonight. V'kol ikar isura hurak mehalacha l'moshe misinai v'lo mikra. V'nafgamina, what's the difference? Neta ravai. That's the nafgamina. De'im halacha ba'ala galos. The gam arla schutzlores nechlelos b'parsha. If Allah Moshe Misinai is telling me that arla in schutzlores is also included in the Torah, me'mela de'esh lomar de'gam neta ravai. Kain de'iskish l'arla is compared to arla. So you should say it's also included. Nasha ein kain. Imu iser chadash mehalacha Moshe Misinai. If it's an Isser Chadash, im kein memela de Isser Ravai Shaya Klal Azeh. If it's an Isser Chadash, then there's only a Chiddush of Arla. There's no Chiddush of Ravai. The Amad de Nemra Halacha Nemra, the Amad de Lo Nemra, Lo Nemra. And that's the Machlokas, he says, between the Rambam and the Gaonim. And he says, this is also Machlokas, the Rambam, whether you eat a Kizayis from Arla's Chutz La'aretz, right, is there Malkus? Is there Malkus? Is it Mefurish Bekra? You need a Pasuk to make a Mefurish Bekra. The Rambam Paskins, Hochel Kazai, remember what the Rambam said? The Rambam said, there's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. Meaning that would teach me that it's Mechadeshes. It's not included in the Pasuk. Oh, Lishitaso. The Rambam says, if you eat a Kazai from Allah's Chutz La'aretz, Makadoso, Makas Mardus. Only Makas Midir Abanan. You don't get real Malkus. V'yemneima, Talachal Shel Arla Bala Gluya, Daros Chutz La'aretz Nechal, V'Isser Arla Shebekra, if you're telling me it's a halacha but we see that he's mefareshes, so imkain harehi balav shel Torah v'lokin ala malchus daraisa karlas eretz Yisrael. You should get malchus midaraisa. And for the fact that the Rambam says malchus mardus, it must mean that arla chutz la'aretz is only mehalacha and it's not included in the iser arla ha'amur batora. Right, and that's why, and that's what Rambam says befeirish. You're not going to get malchus daraisa for that. But the Gaonim might say you would, and so nafkamina is malchus, and nafkamina is whether there is ravai. Again, there are many other examples, and you know, though, whenever you have halacha Moshe V'Sinai, to ask the question, is this a mechadeshes or is this a mefareshes? And you don't have to say the same thing for all of them. You know, the Rama could say that the arla is a mechadeshes, and he might say another one is a mefareshes, just one other example. An arel, the Gemara says, an arel doing the avoda. The arel doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash is halacha Moshe V'Sinai, is not allowed to do it. Based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, but it's halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Do you get Malkus if an arel does the avoda? Does he get Malkus? The Rambam says yes. And the question, what do you mean? The Mari Kurkus. An arel is based on halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Halacha Moshe V'Sinai is not Beferish Bekra, so why should he get Malkus? So the Rambam himself basically says a Beferish. The Rambam says in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, in Vavches, Ha'arel harayu keben nechar. An arel is like a non-Kohen, a ben nechar. Shene'emar, kol ben nechar v'arel le v'arel basar. Lefichach, arel she'avad chilel avodaso. In arel, an uncircumcised Kohen who does the avoda, is machalel his avoda, v'loke, and he gets malchus. What do you get malchus? How much should we see now? V'loke, kizar she'avad. Because he's like a czar. Meaning, The halacha Moshe Bisi is teaching me that, you know, what's a kohen for the avoda? What's the definition of a kohen? Doesn't just mean a kohen is somebody whose father is a kohen. A kohen means a circumcised kohen. If you're not a circumcised kohen, then you're not a kohen. You're a zar. And that might mean, just like if you're not a wearing your big day kahuna kohen. Remember the Gemara in the first parak of Zvachim. Bizman she big day hem aleihem, kuhunasam aleihem. Ain big day hem aleihem, ain kuhunasam aleihem. An amazingly graphic description. But that's the Rambam, B.S. Mikdash, the Rambam there could say it's a mifareshes, right? The definition of kohen, the definition of zar is expanded. Unlike Arla, there it's a mechadeshes, so it's not a stira. It's just a question of not how do you view all halachos should be seen nice. No, it's how do you view each and every one. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we will continue. So we have a machlokas Reb Yonah and Reb Yossi, how to understand Reb Yochanan's pshat. Vayter Tani Ilan Shemiksasana Tuba Arz Miksaso Chutz La'aretz. If you have a tree that's on the border. Tree that's on the border of Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Mikivan Shemiksaso Natua Ba'aretz Kilu Kulo Ba'aretz Deve Rebbe. Rebbe says, even the fruit growing outside of the land of Israel have Kedusha, because it's on the border and it gets nourished from some of the roots in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to treat it as Kulo Ba'aretz for Chumas and Maestras. For Chumas and Maestras, as we will see how to do that. Rather, Mara Fulda, V'chol Priyu Prisha Be'ilon, Ze Yeshbo Min HaChiyuv. And therefore, you have to be mafresh from Kulon Min HaChiyuv. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. Tzad Hanatua Baretz Chayiv, Hanatua Bukhutz Laretz Pater. You make a line down the middle, you cut, whatever is growing on one side is viewed as Eretz Yisrael, whatever is physically on the other side is viewed as Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Yevo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, within Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe said that it's all viewed as Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean literally Vadai. Nasa ketevel uke mu'usar mu'raven zebazeh. It's viewed as tevel mu'usar, means like chulin, another way of saying chulin. Right? It's tevel and chulin mixed in with each other. Meaning, all together, if you have, 500 fruit, then 250 of them are really chayiv, 250 pater. How you mafrish? That's a good kasha. That's not for now. But that's just describing. Rabbi Yochanan says in Shitas Rebbe, you have to take into account that everything was partially nourished by the roots all over the tree. Period. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made a following comment, and we're going to ask a kasha of our Mishnah eventually. Shorish Pater Poter. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shorish Pater, an exempt root, and the Ma'ariv explains, regarding Bikurim and Arla, those two alachos, if there's anywhere on this tree that you have one root that's exempt, it's in Chutz Laretz. No, in Chutz Laretz doesn't help. For Bikurim, it helps. It's in Chutz Laretz. Or it's in somebody else's field, because Bikurim has to be your field. Arla, if it's some type of root that goes into a section that's going to be, right, it's going to be Pater. Poter, so any root on the tree is going to Pater. So Gemara says, my Karebi, is Rabbi Yochanan talking within the Shita of Rebbe? To Rebbe Amar Sharshan Chayin Zebazit Mizeh, because what did Rebbe just say in our Machlokes? That if it's on the border, so all the fruit, you know, have all the nourishment from both sides. So here too, Shorish Pater Pater, because according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, you would just know. You cut the root, Shorish Pater Pater, no, you cut as if the root is not there. So is Rebbe Yochanan holding like Rebbe, which we'd rather not say why, where the Rasilio explains, because Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is Rebbe's father and his Rebbe. And we know the halacha is like Rebbe mechaveiro, but not if it's against his Rebbe. And here it's against his Rebbe. So we'd rather not say that. The Gemara says, you're right. No, divrei hakol here. Rabbi Yochanan's statement of shorish pater poter is according to everyone. Why? Hacha shorish pater poter. Here it's a special chiddush. Special chiddush by Arla and Bikurim. If there's any part of the tree, that has a root that is pater, it's going to exempt the whole tree. Special din by Bikurim, special din by Arla, but not by Maestras. Right, Rebbe Amshugam Leo was talking about a machlokas about Maestras, Chumas and Maestras, but not here. So the Gemara now says, "Hey, the Tamar, when do you say that statement of Rabbi Yochanan that if you have an exempt root, it potters the whole tree by Bikurim and Arla? Hey, the Tamar, Shorish Pater Poter B'Shorish Yashan. That's only talking about a root that's been there for a long time, that's gone far into other people's property, The Mara Folda here explains why we had to say that based on other context, but also." But this chiluk of old root versus new small root is only where it went into another person's property. Makes a nafkamina for Bikurim. Avalim hishrish michuslaris laaretz baaretz lobada. If it's split into chutz laaretz and Eretz Yisrael and back and forth, so then no. Then all fruit roots, even new roots are going to be poter. Right? The chilek between new and old is only by chavero, but chutzlaretz and aretz, there's any root is going to poter. So now the Gemara says, shorish pater poter, so that principle, that yisod of Rabbi Yochanan, any fruit, any root on this tree, in Arla, but 1 second, what about our Mishnah? V'hatanin on our Mishnah, back on Daf Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilo apinim milamachal v'achitzon l'siyag, apinim michay v'achitzon pater. Remember, if you have in mind, half the tree should be for fruit, half the tree should be for a fence, so you split it. But 1 second. V'yifter tzad achitzon l'sad apinimi. If you're telling me that any exempt root is going to pater for Arla, so in our Mishnah, the whole thing should be pater. How could Rabbi Yossi say half and half? Answer, Rabbi Zeira Amar Lastam, Rabbi Zeira said it anonymously, Rabbi La B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Rayu Lachshov Alav Alachayvo. No, in our Mishnah, it's not the same as, owned by a guy, or in Chutzla Aretz, because here at any moment, as we saw before, you could change your mind. And if you change your mind, you can make this Chayev. So it's not called a Shoresh Putter. It's not called a Shoresh Putter, and therefore, it's not going to putter the whole tree. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue next time with Arla.